Of course, Americans aren't the only ones suffering in this economy. Many European countries are in a recession officially. Spain has the highest unemployment rate in Europe. People who've lost their jobs there used to be able to rely on their families for help. But as Jerome Sokolowski reports, that safety net is not what it used to be.
Volunteers at a church have prepared shopping bags full of hot meals and blankets. They're about to head out onto the streets of downtown Madrid as a mobile soup kitchen. The group belongs to the community of San Egidio. It's a lay Catholic movement dedicated to helping the poor. As the group walks to its first delivery point, organizer Jesus Romero says the economic downturn is already making itself felt in their work.
Since September, more or less, we have increased the meals by 25-30%.
And Romero has noticed something about the typical recipients.
We've noticed that the poor we serve and the people who are sort of having problems nowadays have a much weaker family background than they used to have in the past.
There are divorced men, elderly widows, immigrants, and young people from the countryside. Late at night, a crowd of poor and homeless people are huddled around a shimmering fountain on the Puerta del Sol Square, the heart of the Spanish capital. They're waiting for the food. Carmen Escalona is not homeless, but she lives on her own, and her job taking care of an elderly woman pays just $600 a month. I can barely make ends meet, says the 42-year-old. As for her family, she lost custody of her children, is not on speaking terms with siblings, and can't rely on her father for financial help. No, because my father is up to his neck in debt. They foreclosed on his apartment after years of paying the mortgage, she says. The extended family was once an institution in this Roman Catholic country. But that was before divorce was legalized, before the birth rate plummeted, and before rising prosperity encouraged individualism. In the last national census in 2001, the number of people living on their own had nearly doubled over the previous decade. Since then, a further easing of restrictions has given Spain one of the highest divorce rates in Europe. Ken Dubin is a U.S.-born professor of labor relations at Madrid's University of Carlos III.
In previous crises in Spain, what has happened is that there's usually been at least one person in the extended family who had a permanent job, and everyone else would basically survive off that person's income.
Now, the number of households where no one has a job rose by 15% just in the last quarter. It's not that Spanish families don't want to help out. Many parents do by letting their children continue living with them into their 30s. Dubin says the Spanish government wasted an opportunity during the boom years to modernize its workforce and create a flexible labor market. And the traditional reliance on the family allowed the government to have one of the weakest welfare systems in Europe.
And the problem is that all of a sudden the number of people who find themselves in a situation in which they cannot find a job and they're not qualified to get benefits from the system is going through the roof. So we're going to have great difficulties. We're going to have social conflict.
The government has promised to pay around $2,000 to companies that hire unemployed workers with families to support. Experts predict the government will face increasing demands for handouts at a time when state revenues are collapsing. One thing is certain. There will be plenty of work for church-run soup kitchens as unemployment is forecast to reach almost 20%. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.